At about 8 p.m. on Wednesday, October 9th, many Sitkins received a phone call that sounded like this.
This is the police department with an important message. The contractor on Salmo Creek was blasting rock and ruptured the main water line to town. The town has 12 hours of water left in its tanks and asks everyone to conserve water until further notice.
That was the red alert sent out by the Sitka Police Department. Many people weren't quite sure how to respond. Should they avoid doing laundry, put off their evening shower, or was the situation more dire? The alert prompted a run on bottled water at local grocery stores. Many residents filled water containers or even bathtubs at home. But, for the record, Sitka was never in danger of running out of water, says Michael Harmon, the city's public works director. If city officials had determined that workers couldn't repair the water main within the 12-hour window, the city would have turned to its backup water source, Indian River.
In about 4 hours' time, we could have that operating.
Indian River used to be Sitka's primary water source before the Blue Lake Reservoir, but it's no longer considered safe for drinking. That's because of tightened environmental standards and the river's increased salmon population. So while it would be fine for, say, flushing toilets, residents would have to boil water for cooking. Restaurants and fish processors couldn't use it. Neither could school cafeterias. And here's the most important point. As soon as we cross that threshold and start pumping water from Indian River into the city's water system, then, even after the water main is repaired, it takes 2 weeks to flush out the system before the city's water is safe to drink. Here's Michael Harmon again.
Anytime you're putting water in that isn't properly treated, then you have to flush the whole system out and do all kinds of testing to ensure it's back in compliance. And when you're talking a large system like this, it just takes a lot of time to do that.
That's where conservation comes in. The city asked residents to conserve water to stretch what was left in the storage tanks for as long as possible and give the crew more time to work, putting off the moment when the town would have to turn to Indian River.
The more you conserve, the less of an issue we're going to have. So yes, don't take a shower, don't wash your dishes, don't use the water.
But of course, that's not quite what happened. Behind the scenes on October 9th, city officials wrestled with what to tell residents. This is Interim City Administrator Jay Sweeney.
On one case, you don't want to underplay it. And you don't want to say, it's nothing. But in the other case, you won't spook the herd either and cause everybody to go into massive water hoarding that could then move it across the line.
You know, I heard stories of folks filling up their bathtubs and in different containers with water. Well, that was just the opposite effect that we wanted to have.
That was Michael Harmon again. Harmon says the whole experience demonstrates the need for other backup water sources.
It certainly highlights something we've been stressing a lot lately, the importance of alternative water for Sitka.
One option is drilling a well in Stargavin Valley. In the shorter run, the city would like to add more water storage. But drilling wells and installing storage both come with hefty price tags, about $7 or $8 million to install a line from Stargavin Valley, and about $3.5 million to add another storage tank. Sweeney says the city will be conducting a review to see what officials could have done better. But what could Sitkins do better next time? Fire Chief Dave Miller heads up the city's emergency response team.
Listen to what that phone call has to say, and if we ask to conserve water, I think conserving water is the big thing. Don't use it. We've got 12 hours. If we conserve, we maybe had more hours. But if you fill up your bathtub, we have less hours to do anything.
To some degree, you have to trust that you have professionals in place monitoring these situations, and don't automatically assume it's a worst-case scenario or panic.
In other words, Sitka, keep calm and carry on. Reporting for KCAW, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.